Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You probably have noticed some of the photographs. I'm sure you've seen them online or they're in the papers today as well. Taoiseach Simon Harris met with the British Prime Minister, the new British PM, Keir Starmer, yesterday at his countryside home at Chequers. And they had a meeting and they toasted what they've described as the reset in relations between Ireland and the UK with a pint of Guinness. And there's a couple of different pictures. In one, Simon Harris and Keir Starmer are cheersing. In the second, they're taking a drink out of the pint. And in the third, they're posing, holding up their pints of Guinness. And this is the image that's across a lot of the papers this morning. It's across social media. And there's commentary about this. You know, do we really need the Guinness photo shoot in this day and age? And particularly when it involves politicians. I'm interested in talking to people about this today. Owen Curry is with me on the line, owner of Travel Extra. Does it work, Owen?
It works very well. It's cringe. It's desperate cringe. We all, you know, moan and groan when we see photographs like this. But it works really, really well for us in a key market, the UK. One of the ways we can measure that is the sheer volume of people who come from England to Dublin for weekend breaks. And we can measure it in the 1.5 million people who visit the Guinness Storehouse. It was 1.7 million before pandemic. That's the brand that they recognise most.
So why is it cringe then? What's wrong with it?
Because it's harping back to old images of Ireland where everything was focused on alcohol, everything was focused on the pub, and you know the beer swilling Irishman was presented in a negative way until quite recently in English popular culture. Ireland was defined by insults. It was basically deprecating references to Ireland and the Irish. And the drinking of beer was part of that. Quite interesting, when we went to try and replace it with something else, it doesn't have the same reach. James Joyce is marvellous, but one of the reasons the Irish Ferries had to rename the ferry on the Dover-Calais route was they thought that enough English people haven't heard of James Joyce, enough English right. people haven't heard of the other parts of Irish culture. It's Guinness is right on brand. Give you an example, Andrea. Mm. There are two brands that get mentioned in The Simpsons, pretty much American popular
true.
Culture.
Yeah.
Guinness is one of them, Aer Lingus is the other. When Ronald Reagan came in 1983, pint of Guinness. When George Bush came, pictured with a pint of Guinness. It's the sort of thing that we moan and groan about and say, oh my God, this is so out of date. But when it comes to it, it's the one we wheel out.
Michael Coyne is on the line. Oh, stay with us if you don't mind. It's 1800 453 106. I'd love to just get the views of people on this today. Michael is from Coyne's Pub in Connemara in Galway. Michael, you're a publican, so can you understand where they're coming from?
I can indeed. Thanks for having me on the show there. And I agree with Owen, to be fair. It is cringe and so on. But I find that a lot of people, when they come here, one of the things they want to have is that they want to have a pint of Guinness, whatever. Now, I try to be different. I try and steer them to the local produce that we have, say, you know, your Galway beers or Connemara beers and so on, and whiskeys, all the craft bits that we were doing. But it's a big thing, like, say, especially for American tourists, they just want to have a pint of Guinness. And like, sure, you mentioned, you know, Obama there and so on, like that. The one I thought was most cringe was the Queen of England, you know, when she was brought in, there was a pint of Guinness planted in front of her. I say, jeepers, you know, is this what it is to be Irish now, you know? So, but again, like I said, it's marketing, it gets it out there. Much as we don't like it, you know, it puts bums on seats, I suppose, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. For me, the point, I suppose, that, you know, those that are against the idea of the pint of Guinness being rolled out, particularly maybe when it involves politicians. Does that change things, Michael?
Well, for me, I suppose, looking at the end of the day, they want to put out an image there. And that image that they have is the pint of Guinness, having the crack, two people having a pint, that kind of image, you know. And I suppose that's what they're banking on, especially for an international audience. Now, we mightn't agree with it here. Like, I think it's terrible. I'll be honest with you. You know, when I see, especially the one with Obama, I thought, God almighty, we're back to this because we've moved on so much. Like, even if you look at, say, the Ireland of today versus the Ireland of, say, you know, the Guinness ad. Like, I know up in Connemara here, there was like an ad for Guinness back in the 70s where you've got guys sitting in the bar, men, just men, by the way, and they're waiting for a car. with a keg of Guinness in it. And of course, the mood is somber. And once the keg of Guinness arrives, everyone's having pints, everyone's happy out. And this is Ireland. And that was Ireland of that time. And it's just that we've moved on so much as a nation, I think. It's just we still using that. But I guess it's marketing at the end of the day.
Joe was on the line in Kilkenny. Joe, I believe you've sort of mixed views about the Guinness photo shoot, do you?
Yeah, Andrea, first impression was, you know, here we go again. But it is a tradition, dumb as it might be, because we have a lot of dumb traditions. One that comes to mind recently is, you know, the tennis players, the golf players, the snooker players, they all have to kiss the cup. You know, I just don't get that. That's a dumb tradition.
Right.
Our tradition is dumb as well. But having said that, it was less formal than having a cup of tea in a rose garden, you know. It was a get-together kind of thing, get-to-know-you sort of thing, you know.
Well, it was sort of on brand with what they were talking about in the press conference afterwards, which was the reset of relations and friendship. And they're
exactly.
going to meet again, I think it's in September or October. They're going to have this Dublin UK summit, or I think it's around the 7th of September. They're going to meet in Dublin again. So, you know, it's sort of, for me, the Guinness, the pint of Guinness is a brand worldwide, whether we like it or not, that is, it's a symbol synonymous with Ireland. We present it to every other dignitary. But in this case, it was actually the British PM who was hosting the Taoiseach, and he handed, they supplied the Guinness. It wasn't us, it wasn't the Irish that organised this at Chequers yesterday.
Yeah.
But I think it was very much a friendship thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Brits obviously did their homework and said, you know, what way do the Irish traditionally greet dignitaries? Or, you know, I mean, we've had President Reagan, Obama, Clinton, Biden all sipping their pints of Guinness. You never see any of them finishing it, you know.
No. There's only one photograph, I have to say, with one mouthful, I think, taken out of the pint. So there's other people talking about that too online, the fact that how come they never finish these pints?
Yeah, but you know, on the other hand, we have a reputation worldwide as heavy drinkers. You know, I watched a documentary recently on young teenagers worldwide were asked, what do you think of the Irish? And almost 100% of them said, oh, drink, great drinkers, you know. I was a festival vendor in America. I did Irish festivals all over America for years. And the biggest selling T-shirts were the ones that said Irish drinking team, or I'm drinking for Ireland, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, that's what people wanted to buy.
So that's my two cents.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's a fair point. Paul is on the line in Louth as well. Paul, you've been listening to this. You called in. What's your view?
Well, Ciara, I just thought it very interesting that, you know, I suppose there was a number of angles on this, but one that perturbed me a little bit was yesterday we had the headline news about the Rutland Centre and the addiction issues in Ireland and the proliferation of them, you know, they talked about the various addictions. And then, you know, within one fell swoop of that, as if it wasn't alarming enough, then we have a Prime Minister and a Taoiseach who are just getting their feet under the table in a job, and they're, you know, sitting there with pints. So, I mean, I don't want to be banal about this, but, I mean, you know, it's on the piss, taking the piss. What's going on?
Right. You think it kind of jars a little with the news out yesterday around the...
Well, he went in, if you were watching it, before he went in, he said, you know, we don't want to be taking an international case against the UK. This was Harris, yeah?
Right,
he said, we don't want to take an international case against the UK because of the legacy issue.
Yeah.
Which there was a bunch of confusion around. You know, I didn't know whether they were repealing it or whether they were not repealing it. And then the Brits said that they were only repealing a section of it. So, like, the whole thing was unclear. And then the two lads are sitting there with points in their hands, raising them and telling us, we're great. We're back on reset mode. So,
Yeah, okay. There is a point, though, isn't there, Owen, around the, you know, and Joe mentioned it there too, and from Kilkenny a few moments ago, the same as Paul, like, you know, I suppose for the boozy image, the reputation that we have abroad around drink, it probably doesn't sit well maybe on the day that the figures are out from the Rutland Centre.
I've been thinking of the scene in The Family Guy when they do the trip to Ireland and there's an announcement from the captain saying the image that the Irish drink too much is out of date, and the aircraft lands on a sea of empty bottles. We've reached the stage from where the Irish drinking too much as a meme has become almost, the parodying of it has become a meme in itself. And you've got a couple of different things going on here. Diageo really, really, really determined to plant the brand, planting the brand in the visiting heads of state, getting the pint in front of, getting the photograph with the pint. That's regarded as a victory by Diageo. The Guinness storehouse by a margin is our most visited tourist